This is a 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station special presentation. Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo.
Benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona.
Presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Live from the Grand Canyon University Golf Course in Phoenix, this is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Straight up 10 o'clock.
That doesn't sound normal.
It really doesn't sound right at all.
That does not sound right.
On this Wednesday morning, good morning and welcome to a special extended edition of the Burns and Gambo Show today here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona. It is our annual Holiday Heroes broadcast. My name is Dave Burns, alongside, as always, the one, the only, John Gambadoro. Gambo, we're here at the GCU Golf Course,
we are celebrating 50 years of backing the badge. The 100 Club has been around for 50 years. I know your dad was the president of the 100 Club at one point. You know, I will tell you the story that, you know, when I came on board at this radio station 12 years ago, when me and Ash made the switch, me and my old radio partner, Mark Asher, we made the switch and we decided, you know what, we want to do something where we give back to the community. We wanted to do something a little bit different than what everybody else was doing. And, you know, I had so many police officers tell me about the 100 Club and how great it is and how much it helps the families of injured and fallen firefighters, police officers, corrections officers, border patrol agents, any first responder, EMT. Look, these people don't make a lot of money. And when something happens, when they get injured, when they, you know, unfortunately get killed, the 100 Club is there to assist them financially. It's there to assist the fire departments to make sure the fire departments have the right equipment when budgets cuts come in and they can't afford it. So about 11 years ago, this is the 11th year we've done it, me and Ash started the Holiday Heroes fundraiser. And it was just to raise money and awareness for the 100 Club. And we've been doing it ever since. And, you know, you've jumped on board. And you were always a big part of it back then, too, because of, you know, your dad's connection as the chief of police in Tempe to the 100 Club and as being president of the 100 Club. So this is our way. In many ways, it's just to say thank you.
Yep.
I mean, it's just 8 hours. 8 hours to say thank you to a police officer, a firefighter, a border patrol agent with what they're going through right now, EMTs, people that save your lives. Just thank you. That's all it is just thank you. And we do have great things going on. I'll let you explain it because I'm looking at the jersey wall, and I know we got this ultimate package that is ridiculous, but it really is our way just to say thank you to the first responders in our community.
And that really is our first and primary goal today, is just to say thanks to everybody. Yes, we want to raise money. Yes, we want the 100 Club to be able to have that money to give out to their members, to give out to the families of the fallen and the injured firefighters and police officers. But more than anything, just a thank you today to everybody, to all of our first responders out there who do what you do every single day, who are the first ones to run in while everybody else is running out. We appreciate that. There are ways that you can get involved today. There's two ways in particular that you can get involved today. Way number one, which is the way we've always done it around here, is our gigantic jersey wall up there. Perfectly autographed jerseys from the likes of,
I'll just pick out a couple of you. David Johnson.
Yeah.
Chandler Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Archie Bradley. Clayton Keller. Patrick Peterson. Devin Booker. Just a few to name right there. But we got a whole bunch of jerseys from all the local teams.
We're going to give away a jersey every half hour here on Holiday Heroes. To enter to win one of the jerseys, text 100 Club, 100 Club, to 62620. Make a minimum $25 donation.
One time.
And you're entered.
One time.
And you are entered.
Yeah, you don't have to give like every month. You know, if you want to, you can. But if you just want to make a $25 donation, you make a $25 donation. And now then you're in. And that's why I say get in early. Get in early. Don't wait till late. Get in right now, because then you have more chances to win. Like, you have more chances to win if you get in now.
Yep.
So make the donation right now, $25, and then for the rest of the day, you've got a shot to win any of these jerseys.
Text 100 Club to 620-620, 100 Club to 620-620, $25 donation. Now this, nothing against the jerseys. The jerseys are great. We've always done the jerseys. This is new. make a donation, a minimum of a $100 donation.
Okay, this is so cool.
When you text 100 Club to 62620.
This is cool.
You're going to be entered to win the ultimate Arizona sports fan package.
This is like when you do the $100 raffle to win like that car or the truck or something. Yeah, ultimate fan packages. I mean, this is sick.
I got it all
this
right
is like
here.
You're the man. Like you are, or the woman, whoever wins.
Yeah. You get a pair of Suns courtside seats. You get four glass seats at an upcoming Coyotes game. You get a pair of tickets to watch an upcoming D-backs batting practice, a pair of tickets and pregame field passes to the Cardinals-Rams game, one pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at the GCU-New Mexico State game on February 9th, an Arizona sports-themed fat scooter. All of that.
A fat scooter? Those things are so hot right now.
We're not parsing these things out. All of them together, all in one ultimate Arizona sports fan package, and it could be yours.
I don't even want to put a price on that.
If you donate $100.
Can you just go over that again quickly? I mean, because for $100.
Suns courtside seats.
Courtside seats, Suns.
Two of them. Four glass seats at a Coyotes game.
Glass seats? How many people get to sit on a glass? Those tickets are like $500 a piece, I think.
Pair of tickets to watch D-backs batting practice.
And tickets to the game.
And tickets to the game.
Tickets to the game and batting practice.
Pair of tickets and pregame field passes to see the Cards Rams.
You're on the field for the game.
One pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at the GCU New Mexico State game on February 9th.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable.
And an Arizona sports-themed fat scooter. $100.
Those fat scooters are so hot right now.
Very popular.
Oh, my God. For $100?
For $100.
All right. So how do you do it again?
You text 100 Club to 62620.
And to make it a $100 donation.
And here's the thing.
And
with this one, the more times you donate $100,
the more chances you get. So if
I
donate $500,
you've got five.
I got five chances to win the ultimate sports package.
Right. So the more you donate, the more opportunities you have to win this ultimate sports package. It's exciting. It's an exciting day. We've got a lot going on around
here. What we need to do is give you your own rant on the radio station. And you had 5 minutes to go off on somebody.
28-5. Yeah.
That could be you. We should have a contest on rants. Who can top that rant?
We have not made that available.
No,
we've also got, throughout the course of the day, we've got check presentations. We've got interviews with guests who will tell you what the 100 Club has meant to them, what it's all about. And then, of course, we also have the sports content that you've come to count on. And I don't want our audience to think that we're not going to talk about the sports stories that are making news today. Today's going to be a big day. We've got a vote coming up with the Phoenix City Council today about the arena renovations in downtown Phoenix. We got the Hot Stove League getting really warm. A lot of rumors out there with the Diamondbacks. We'll touch on all of those. The biggest sports story of the day in our minds is without question the fact that Trevor Ariza did not play in last night's blowout loss to the San Antonio Spurs. Igor Kokoschkov, after the game, cited the fact that he was 33 years old. He played a lot of minutes the night before against the L.A. Clippers. They were going to put him in, but then when the game got out of hand, they didn't see the point. I keep circling back, and the minute I started watching that game and saw no Ariza and that he didn't play, Gambo, I couldn't help but circle back to what you had basically said for the last couple days.
Sure.
When you don't see Ariza play, that's when you're going to know, in all likelihood, there's
been a deal
agreed to.
Now, I will tell you, at about 7:25 last night, I did check on this. No Ariza, does this mean you have a deal? I was told no. It does not mean we have a deal. Okay. It may mean they're working on something. They're close. We'll see. If he does play tomorrow... Well, then it was just literally back-to-back days off. He's 35 years old. We don't want to play on a back-to-back. Okay, I'll buy it. I mean, that does happen. We got to take that into consideration. When you've got an older player and you've got a back-to-back, sometimes you give that player, a day off to give him a little bit of a break, give him a little bit of rest. That does happen in the NBA. It happens quite a bit. And I will say I did check on this last night at 7:25. And does Noah Ariza, does this mean you've got a deal? And I was told, no, it does not mean we have a deal.
Let me ask you a hypothetical question. You're the Phoenix Suns, you're James Jones, you're Igor Kokoschkov, and you know that if you don't play Trevor Ariza, that you're going to start speculation that you've agreed to a trade for Trevor Ariza. If you haven't agreed to a trade, would it not be in your best interest to at least play him 5 minutes, 10 minutes? 15 minutes, just so you can avoid the inevitable accusations that are going to come out today that you've traded him or that you've agreed to? Because you could avoid this if you're the Suns. You could have played him 10 minutes last night in that game, and nobody would be saying a word.
I think if you want to give a guy a day off, you give him the whole day off. You don't want him to go through pregame and shoot. It's a mental day,
but you have to know.
It's a mental day off.
You have to know from a speculation standpoint what you're going to do if you don't play him.
If I'm training him in 4 days, what the hell do I care if he gets a day off or not? I'm not resting you for the stretch run to make a run at the playoffs.
Well, no, I'm not suggesting that you're resting him for that. It looks so obvious when you don't play him, right? It looks so obvious when you don't play him that a trade is looming.
Yes.
And if you wanted to avoid it, yes, it was avoidable. You could have played him 20 minutes last night.
Sure.
15 minutes last night.
Sure.
And not that you care necessarily, but you're right. If he doesn't play Thursday against the Mavs, well,
oh, then
it.
You're done. Then you're done.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll be curious to hear, but I'll be 100% honest with you. When I saw that he didn't play, and then I read and then heard Igor Kokoschkov's comments after the game, I didn't buy it for a second. I didn't buy it for a second. I think they know. I think they know.
You think they've got a deal coming in?
Look, I don't have this. You're the source master, right?
As yes.
You're the sorcerer. That's what
whatever you want to call
that's
me, man.
That's what Jared Dudley called you. You're the sorcerer. I don't have the sources you do. I just have my gut. All right, and my gut instinct tells me he gone. That's my gut. Is that on Saturday?
Well, when you've got at least eight teams calling on him, I mean, it makes me think he's gone too. I mean, you've got eight teams calling. Eight teams want to make a deal. You can't find one you like? Take the best deal out of the eight and make the deal. What are you going to say? No, 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 no. I don't like any of that. No, make a deal.
Yeah.
You've got at least eight teams that I reported. At least eight teams have contacted the Suns in regards to Trevor Ariza. Yes, you'll be able to make a deal with one of those eight teams. Absolutely, you'll be able to make a deal with one of those eight. So, yeah, I do think a deal is coming. I think it's soon. I think it could happen on the 15th. If it doesn't happen on the 15th, then I'm going to start to worry.
Yeah.
Because if you've got eight teams calling you and discussing it and you can't make a deal right away, what are they offering you?
Boy, they just rolled in that fat scooter.
The fat scooter is hot.
That is a sweet ride.
That is hot.
That is a sweet ride.
I am going to take –
That is something right there.
I'm taking that thing out for a ride.
No, you're not.
I am taking that out for a ride.
The liability issues alone will make that impossible.
I want a fat scooter.
The lawyers –
oh, my God, that is so cool.
The lawyers will not allow that to happen. The lawyers will not allow you to ride that.
P-H-A-T, fat scooter. Look at that thing. I might want that over all the packages with the tickets. That thing is – cool.
All right, we are going to take a break here.
Might buy one of those. It looks that good.
Wow, it looks very good. Our Holiday Heroes broadcast continues here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station, raising money, awareness, and saying thank you to the 100 Club of Arizona. And when we come back, a big thank you to the 100 Club of Arizona from John Nissen, the chairman of the Desert Ford Dealers, one of our two presenting sponsors. That's and more sports talk here on the Burns and Gambo Show and Holiday Heroes, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
This is Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
And, of course, as always, we want to thank the fine folks here at the GCU Golf Course for hosting us for the second straight year. They put on a wonderful display here. They're wonderful hosts. They allow us to kind of take everything over today for all of our golfers. We are asking you to text 100-CLUB, 100-CLUB, to 620-620. You can be entered to win one of our great autographed sports jerseys by donating a minimum of $25. You can enter to win the ultimate Arizona sports fan package if you donate $100 minimum. And the good thing about that is if you donate $500, you're entered five times. $1,000, you're entered 10 times. So we've gone through the items on that. It is an incredible.
Got to be in it to win it, Burns. You got to make that donation. It's an incredible package.
It's an incredible package. In fact, so incredible that our next guest, the 2019 chairman of the Desert Ford Dealers, John Nissen, he's like, wait, what's on that list? And I had to hand it to you. You had to see it for yourself, right?
I love all the tickets, but that fat scooter behind me is ridiculous. I got to have that.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff on that deal for $100, and hey, I encourage everybody out there to definitely text or call and donate that $100 to the 100 Club to get enrolled in that raffle.
The Arizona Ford Dealers, one of our title sponsors here, Holiday Heroes, benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona. We welcome John Nissen back to the program, the chairman of the 2019 chairman of the Desert Ford Dealers, and right off the bat, thank you once again for your partnership, for your availability, for being here, for that big check in your hand. I know we've come to be able to count on you for this, and it's good to see a familiar face and have you back out here today.
Yeah, you guys have been doing this for, what, I think 11 years.
So yes.
That's fantastic. You guys have raised a ton of money. I don't know what the total would be, but my goodness, if we totaled it, it'd be huge. So thank you guys for that. And, hey, the Arizona Ford dealers are happy to support the 100 Club and happy to support 98.7 as you guys take care of the first responders. So, hey, you know, we have a check here for $5,000.
$5,000.
$5,000.
That'll get us started right there, John.
So we are kicking it off the right way, right? So, $5,000 can hopefully go a long way to help the first responders' families. And like I said, the reason we're into this is it's obvious. I mean, those guys put their lives on the line, men and women.
They get overlooked too often. Often overlooked.
Often. So,
you know, we don't really take the time to appreciate. I mean, they don't make a lot of money. You're a firefighter, a police officer, a border patrol agent, a crew. You don't make a lot of money. I mean, you're doing it for the love, and you're doing it because you want to help people. And I think a lot of times they do get overlooked. So this is one of the ways that we can reach out and just say thank you to all the people out of first responders.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, Larry, again, thank you guys for this.
What inspires you and the Desert Ford dealers to be a part of this? What is it about the 100 Club that sort of speaks to you and your dealers here in Arizona?
Well, you know, we can we donate to a lot of things, but the one thing about 100 Club is you know exactly where the money's going. There's not a big corporation behind it. There's not a lot of fluff. I mean, every dollar goes right to the families. So that's the most important thing. And as Gambo said, I mean, hey, these people get overlooked, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to donate to the community and just get behind the first responders.
$5,000. We cannot thank you enough for your donation, and we appreciate you coming by, and thank you for your sponsorship, and thank you for being wonderful partners with us. We really do appreciate it, and thank you for the donation to the 100 Club.
You bet, and thank you guys for your 11 years of service, and hey, let's keep it up. See you next year. And everybody out there on the radio, please, you know, call in, text in, whether it's $5, $25, or $100 for the Ultimate Sports Package. It's more than worth it, and make sure Gambo doesn't get that fat scooter.
I want that fat scooter.
You're gonna have a fat lip if you ride the fat scooter.
Yeah.
I mean, that thing's gonna buck you.
It goes pretty quick.
And when it does, you're gonna break everything on your body.
I might be able to race one of your Mustangs in that thing, John. I might be able to.
Yeah. Even M Drive won't help you with that.
probably not. John's a listener. I like that. All right,
John,
thank you, my friend.
Thank you for stopping by.
All right, thank
John
you,
Nissen, the 2019 chairman of the Desert Ford Dealers, Holiday Heroes co-presenting sponsor, along with Copper Springs Health here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. And we do appreciate the $5,000 that he just donated. Now, we mentioned the Ultimate Arizona Sports Fan Package. Let me go over this again because it is quite a package. Pair of Suns courtside seats and four glass seats at an upcoming Coyotes game. And a pair of tickets to watch D-backs batting practice along with the game. And a pair of tickets and pregame field passes to the Cardinals-Rams game. And one pair of tickets to sit with Jerry Colangelo at the GCU New Mexico State game on February 9th, which is their biggest rival.
Yeah, so instead of being that guy that's like, you know, 10 rows behind him, saying, look, there's Jerry Colangelo. You're sitting with them. Right next to him.
The Arizona sports themed fat scooter that if you're not careful, Gambo will have already driven by the time you win it.
Oh, I am driving that thing.
You have a helmet? I think you need a helmet.
I won't go too fast. My head's been hit more times than anybody you
I guess
know.
That's
I'm
true.
Like, I'm like
you know
it's
what?
Not going to matter.
If anyone's going to go on it, it should be you. You probably suffered about 50 concussions in your boxing career, which is a miracle considering you only were in about 10 fights. So that's... You are the one best suited to ride that thing because
exactly.
You could probably sustain a head injury better than anybody else.
I wouldn't even recognize it if I had one.
The way you can get in on that, again, a minimum $100 donation by texting 100 Club, 100 Club, and you can go 100 space club, no space, all caps, up to you, doesn't matter. We're going to shoot you back a link to make a donation. It's really simple. You and I both tested it out on Monday. It works really easily.
Hey.
Text 100CLUB to 620-620. Make that minimum $100 donation, and you're entered. And again, if you enter, if you give us $1,000, we're going to enter your name 10 times for
sure.
The ultimate package.
Yeah, $25 gets you a chance to win any one of our great jerseys. Just $25 for a jersey, $100 for the ultimate sports package. Hey, send us a note on Twitter and pass it around. Like, if you're on Twitter, I put out a tweet, Bernsie put out a tweet, share it. Spread the word for us. Let everybody know so we can really help out our first responders today. And, you know, send us a tweet, too, saying, hey, I just made a donation, $25. I made a donation for $100, trying to win that Ultimate Fans Package. We'll retweet it and just kind of spread the word that you guys are involved.
The 100 Club provides financial relief for families of fallen and injured firefighters, police officers, DPS officers, Border Patrol agents, corrections officers, parole officers, basically our first responders, basically the people who are running in when everybody else is running out,
it's
right?
It's a good way to put it.
And sometimes when you are a man or a woman who runs in when everybody else runs out, bad things happen. And when those bad things happen, the 100 Club, and we've told story after story, and we're going to tell stories today, the 100 Club is literally there the next day with a check. A check that says here, a check that says thank you, a check that says we know you're going through a really difficult time right now.
This will help.
Here's something you don't have to worry about. How am I going to pay the mortgage? How am I going to buy the groceries? How am I going to do this? Here's money so you don't have to worry about that. That's what the 100 Club does, and it's you'll hear throughout the course of the day the stories that we're going to tell how incredibly reassuring it is, Gambo, when the 100 Club is there at your door to give you that check and to give you that reassurance that, hey, in the short term, everything's going to be okay. We got this money part for you at least covered, and that's where these donations go.
And it's not just the donations, you know, for those people who die in a line of duty. It's also for those who are injured and are going to be out of work for a while. It's also for the fire departments or police departments who've had their budgets cut, and now they can't get the best equipment to take care of them. Hey, we can't buy the better police vests for our police officers because we don't have it in a budget. Hey, you know what? There's these new fire helmets that are fantastic, and we can't purchase them because we don't have it in the budget. Well, then the 100 Club says, you know, stipends and stuff. We're going to come in. We're going to help. You know, we're going to help you get the right equipment.
Sure.
You know, so that way, you know, if you are going into a building, a burning building, you're going to have the proper equipment, not stuff that's outdated and 10 years old because you've got budget cuts and you guys can't afford to get the latest equipment. That'll keep our firefighters safe.
Text 100 Club to 620-620. Our annual Holiday Heroes broadcast continues. John Gambadero, Dave Burns here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Holiday Heroes
with Burns and Gambo, presented by your Arizona Ford dealers
and Copper Springs Health.
Live from the GCU Golf Course, Holiday Heroes on 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
John Gambadero, Dave Burns, the Burns and Gambo Show, taking over the airwaves here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. And we do want to thank Bickley and Murata for making way for today. I think they'll both be out here at some point today hanging out with us, but normally they're on from 10 until 2, and we've kind of taken over their time slot as we do every year to talk about Holiday Heroes and our Holiday Heroes broadcast benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona, raising money for the families of fallen and injured firefighters and police officers. Gambo, we like to tell stories over the course of our 8 hours, and joining us right now, 15 years in law enforcement. She was shot in the line of duty on October 29th while serving in order of protection. Officer Lindsay Long is joining us here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast live from the GCU Golf Course. Thank you, first and foremost. I know sometimes telling these stories, dredging up the memories, it's not the most fun thing to do. It takes a lot of courage, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me.
What's you're serving an order of protection. I would think on a level of 1 to 10, you're probably not thinking it's a gigantic risk there, like you're walking into a bank robbery, right? And guys,
right.
So what is the mindset for you before you were shot when you were walking in to serve that order of protection?
Just something I'd done, you know.
Many times?
Many times before.
With no incidents?
Right, correct.
So in your mind, are you thinking nothing's going to happen? This is going to be easy?
I mean, every day I'm at work, you kind of have to keep it in the back of your mind that things can change on the turn of a dime. So it's not that it's going to be easy. It's just this is something I've done before, but be sure to watch out for anything else that may come up.
So take me through. What happened as you were going? Were you by yourself?
I had a partner with me, but since it is still an ongoing investigation, I can't really give too many details.
Okay, about the partner.
But other than that, I mean, like I said, I was injured in the line of duty. I was shot 3 times.
Oh.
My partner was hit once, but it was a lot going on, obviously, afterwards. And the crazy thing is about the 100 Club, what I wanted to talk about is the Saturday before my incident, I'd eaten at Encounter Restaurant in Phoenix, and I ordered a meal solely because a portion of it went to the 100 Club.
How about that?
So
not knowing it, one day you might need the 100 Club.
Right. I ordered, they had a special that month called the Man Cakes, and I ordered the OG, which was like literally probably about almost a foot and a half of pancakes.
Oh my gosh,
with food
so
in between. And I was like, hey, if they're going to donate to the 100 Club, this meal is for me. I ordered it, and then 3 days later, the 100 Club was coming to help me out after my incident.
Serendipitous, to say the least.
Yeah. I mean, it was, and it was crazy that I was even there that day, because normally I would have been at work, but an officer from my first department back at Gwinnett County PD in Gwinnett County, Georgia, had died in the line of duty. I wasn't dealing well with it mentally, and I had to tap out from work that day. And I was like, you know what? I don't get to spend the weekends with my family because I work weekends. Let's go to breakfast. And that's where we ended up going, and that was that meal, and then Tuesday, and then, you know, or that Monday, was my incident, and here I am talking to
you
guys.
Tell me about your injuries. You were shot 3 times. How bad were your injuries?
I was hit once in my right forearm, which shattered the radius bone. So I have some hardware in my right forearm. I was hit in my upper left arm, and my vest caught the one that hit me in the back.
Wow.
Although that one stung tremendously.
Yeah, we've done a lot of these interviews, and it's always stories, you know, where it's tragic and it's scary and it's frightening. I've heard on a number of occasions that when you have that vest on and you get shot, it hurts.
But it saves your life.
You
notice it. Oh, yeah, it definitely saved my life. I felt like I'd been kicked, like, by a donkey in my back.
Yeah.
It was scary, obviously, but, you know, I had somebody say to me, that's not in law enforcement. They're like, you know, you almost died that day. And I'm like, well, I don't look at it like that. I look at it like from the day I started police academy back in Georgia in October of 2003, like that was the day I was training for. So I see it as I had training and tactics on my side that helped me get through that incident.
How did you keep yourself alive and not have a fourth bullet hit you? How did you do that?
I have 2 young kids at home, and I was like, get up and go.
Yeah.
Like, go.
Survival mode.
So yeah,
I was in
survival mode, yeah.
So you were able to escape before another shot came your way?
Correct.
Another shot would have came your way, right, if you didn't move?
You know what? In a situation like that, it's hard to tell, but I would have to say probably, you know. And I just thought about my kids and, you know, kept it moving. And I was, just like you said, I was in fight or flight mode.
Yeah, 15-year veteran in law enforcement, Lindsay Long, our guest here on our Holiday Heroes broadcast. Knowing that there are details about that day that you can't get into because of the ongoing investigation, what I know you can get into is now post, you know, the incident, what the 100 Club did for you in the moment, what they continue to do for you in the moment. Tell me about what the 100 Club, how they stepped up for you in the moment after the incident.
Well, like I said, I got a visit from Angela in the hospital, and I was just really overwhelmed by the support that they were offering with, you know, financially and things like, you know, helping us with Christmas this year, you know, with my 2 kids. I was just totally blown away when they told me that was, you know, what was coming our way. I keep in contact with Carolyn, you know, even though today is my first day meeting her face to face, but I feel like we've known each other for a while because we talk on the phone, we text each other often, and, you know, it's just, you know, they're like, anything you need, just give us a call. And, you know, just being out and about on patrol, I would see the 100 Club doing fundraisers certain places. I would always stop or I've given money to them. So now I know the other side of it.
Right,
you know,
sure.
I knew they were a great organization, but now I know what all they do. And that was another reason why I really wanted to come on and talk about them today. It's just to kind of get the word out a little bit more. And, you know, I kind of joke that, that dollar that was donated for that meal to the 100 Club, I got my dollar back.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
You know what's amazing to me is I'm looking at your story here. I mean, this literally just happened a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here talking about it. You're here, that you're alive to be here talking about it is one thing. But that you have the guts to come and tell your story is, I mean, I can't imagine how many people would be just traumatized to almost tears. And yet here you are. I guess that's part of being a 15-year law enforcement vet, right? I mean, that's...
Well, and I kind of think of it like I said, I mean, from day one, this is kind of, you know, it's not like I was, I don't know, working at a grocery store and something like this happened. Like, in the back of my mind, you kind of always know something, you know, may happen. And it's not that I don't have my days, because I do have my days with it, obviously. But like you said, I'm here. I'm able to share about the 100 Club and just, you know, talk other people through that may be going through a difficult time. And I've had a tremendous amount of support, you know, not just from, you know, from Tempe PD. I probably had like half of the department at the hospital.
Yeah.
From other departments, I mean, MCSO, Phoenix, Scottsdale, and I'm like, so many people from my department in Georgia have reached out to me. And I've been gone from that department for 10 years. And, you know,
so this
I was,
has been your life for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to continue?
Yeah, I do. I honestly tell people, as corny as it sounds sometimes when you hear yourself say it, but
I've been shot three times. You still want to go on?
I honestly like helping people. I mean, that's the joy that I get out of what I do, because you come in the, especially in patrol, you come into contact with so many different people every day. And even the smallest thing, rather you get them out of a terrible situation, just to stand in there and listening to what they have to say, because a lot of people just want to be heard, and some people don't have that support. So knowing that I have family support, friends, department, I want to, like, pay that forward with support for other people.
Magnificent job telling your story and coming by, spending a few minutes with us. We really appreciate it. I know you would join us in encouraging people to text 100 Club to 620-620 to make that donation. That's how people can get involved right now. Officer Long, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you
and
for
spending
having
a few
me.
Minutes with us. And best of luck with your recovery.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. All right. Officer Lindsey Long, 15-year law enforcement vet, shot in the line of duty, Gambo, just on October 29th of this past year, so basically a month and a half ago, serving an order of protection. She and another female officer were both shot. Two children, married. The 100 Club was there for her within
moments. Well, I love the story.
Moments.
She went to breakfast, and part of the proceeds were going to the 100 Club, and never thinking she would ever need the 100 Club, and here a couple months later, she needs the 100 Club.
You can text 100 Club to 620-620, 100 Club to 620-620 to make your donation. A minimum of $25 donation, and you're entered to win one of our jerseys, which we're going to give away in just a few minutes, one of them. A $100 donation gets you entered to win the ultimate Arizona sports fan package. In fact, when we come back here on Holiday Heroes, we're going to give out our first jersey of the day here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.
You're the lifeline that our first responders rely on in times of personal tragedy and great need.
Holiday Heroes with Burns and Gambo.
Benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona.
On 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Holiday Heroes is presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers.
Holiday Heroes presented by Copper Springs Health, your Arizona Ford dealers, here on 98.7 FM, Arizona sports station. Our annual thank you card to our first responders and to the organization that financially and emotionally assists our first responders, the 100 Club of Arizona. It's something we absolutely love to do. It's part of our DNA here on the Burns
just
and Gambo
show. Just to
get
back to the community. I mean, we're blessed, really blessed that we have, great lives and great jobs. But we have to get back to our community. Everybody does. You have to give back to your community. I mean, what's the purpose of life if you're not giving back? So this is our way to give back. To thank the first responders. I mean, these people put their lives on the line every single day. They don't make a ton of money, and it's our chance to say thank you.
You can get involved by texting 100CLUB to 62620. Make a minimum $25 donation, and you're entered to win one of our jerseys that we have up there from all of our great partners this hour. And we're giving one away every half hour, Gambo. Our first jersey that we have given away is a Josh Jackson autographed jersey, and it goes to Jacob Efron of Phoenix. So, Jacob, congratulations. You just won an autographed Josh Jackson jersey. We're going to give away a jersey every half hour. We've got Jake Lamb, Oliver Ekman-Larsen, David Johnson, Archie Bradley, Derek Stepan, Chandler Jones, Clayton Keller, Patrick Peterson, Devin Booker. We've got two David Johnson jerseys, actually. Ooh, now that I'm looking at the wall. We've got an autographed shoe from one of the members of the Suns. We've got autographed merchandise galore, and you can get in on that by donating $25, texting 100CLUB to 62620. We'll bounce back a link so you can donate that way. Gambo, speaking of the Phoenix Suns, I've got breaking news on the Phoenix Suns.
Ooh, what do you got?
The Phoenix City Council is expected to delay their vote on the $230 million proposed renovation of Talking Stick Resort Arena. The council, and I'm reading from AZ Central, though I got an email about this about 10 minutes ago when we were interviewing Officer Long a moment ago. The council was slated to vote on the deal today, which could keep the Suns in downtown until 2042. But the council will now likely delay the final vote until January 23rd, allowing the mayor, the interim mayor of Phoenix, two additional community meetings to solicit feedback before the council makes a decision. Apparently, there was quite a bit of backlash from the community about this project, and so they decided to delay the vote to allow the community to have more feedback.
I'm going to give you my honest opinion on this. I think the Suns have been in that arena long enough to where they deserve a new arena. Okay? They do. And I think that the owner needs to put up a lot of the money. I absolutely do. But there is a benefit to the community, to the area, to the city, with all the revenue that is generated from the team being here. Okay? They're not here for 10 years or 15 years and want a new arena. That arena was built in what year? It was before I was here.
92.
1992.
It was open for business summer of 92.
I mean, we're talking, from 26 years right now. Okay, 26 years. I think that's, I'm being honest here, that's a really good amount of time to be able to come back and say, can we get a new arena, please? I think they deserve a new arena. I do, but I think that, again, I don't think you can go to taxpayers and say, fit the bill on this. No, because you're making a ton of money as an owner. So I think that there's got to be more of a public-private. I think the owner's got to put up a certain amount. I think the community can help out. The city can help out a little bit, too. But I do believe that they deserve one. They have the worst practice facility in the NBA. They have maybe the worst arena in the NBA because it was built in 1992.
Right.
And everybody else is getting new arenas. The problem with the Suns really just comes with the fact that, and I think it would be easy if this team was on pace to win 55, 60 games, to the playoffs, I think it'd be a no-brainer. Yeah, did they deserve a new arena? Yeah, they had their arena built in 92. That was a long time ago. So, but the problem is they're bad. And there's a feeling that, they don't want to give money to this owner, and they don't want to build a new building for him because the fact that they don't win any basketball games. I think that hurts, but I do just believe that they deserve something.
No doubt perception plays a big role in this and how the team is performing right now. They're, 4-23 on the season after last
night's loss? Yeah, they may not win. They may lose 70 games this year. Like, they literally, I mean, that's what they're on pace for?
Yeah.
They're on pace to lose 70 games.
Yeah, I think, if I were to power rank these things, I think, number one, it's the perception of the team right now and how bad they are. Number two, it's exactly the point that you brought up. It's a well-known fact that Robert Sarver's investment in this team has paid off for him very generously since he bought the team for $400 million.
Can't deny that.
15
Absolutely.
Years ago. And there are probably some people in the community who feel for as much money as he's made on this team, for as much profit as he's earned on this team, that maybe he should be chipping more into the kitty than he is when it comes to building this. As it stands right now, the Suns would pay for about $80 million of the renovations. Phoenix would pay for about $150 million of the renovations. So the city of Phoenix, through a tourist tax, would be on the hook for basically twice as much as the Suns would be.
But it's not like the Suns aren't putting in any money. I mean, they put in a decent amount of money.
No, but some people would probably like them to put in more. And then I think the third thing here is how quickly this is all happening. You know, I mean, this is the right now there's an interim mayor in Phoenix. There's interim city council members in Phoenix as we're awaiting a runoff election. And some of the potential mayor of Phoenix has already said, yeah, no public funds for the Suns when I get there. So there's almost this need to get this done
now,
you know, before that happens if you're the Suns. So the whole thing is kind of rushed. Now, we've talked about this before. I'm in favor of it. But it benefits me, right? I want to see the Suns stay in downtown Phoenix. It benefits me because it's part of my livelihood for what we do here on the station. But I can understand why some people might be looking at this going, wait, hold on a sec. We weren't even talking about this a week ago when you're ready to decide. You got to give us more opportunity to kind of think about this and flesh this out. Hence the reason they've pushed this back a few weeks.
It seems fair. I mean, it seems fair. We just want to spend some time and go over to make sure we know what we're doing.
Yep,
okay.
According to this report, two additional community meetings will be held to provide feedback from taxpayers before any kind of decision is made. January 23rd is now the new date that they're looking
at. Listen, if you don't think there's an economic impact from them being here, helping restaurants and businesses and hotels when other teams come in, and I mean, it's, you know, we were at our Christmas party the other day. The Miami Heat was coming, was checking into the hotel to stay there.
Yes.
Okay? Revenue, taxes. I mean, it's like, to think that there's no impact is ridiculous.
Well, it's not just basketball. Think of all the concerts that are there.
Sure.
Think of all the
absolutely
events that are held at that arena. I mean, it's.
I mean, if you don't have the arena and you don't have the team, I mean, that doesn't help. I mean, I want, you know, I think the reason why they're doing the renovation is because I think they truly believe that they can't get a new arena based on where the team is right now, where the team is. I mean, they should have timed this a little bit better to be good. So that way they could.
Yeah.
And if they were, maybe they would have got a new arena. You know, obviously the owner would have had to pay a good portion of it, but there has to be a little bit of a partnership involved, a little bit. I'm not saying fully, but a little bit of a partnership because there are benefits to the city, of course.
The 100 Club and our Holiday Heroes broadcast benefiting the 100 Club of Arizona. It's presented by Copper Springs Health and your Arizona Ford dealers. Our opportunity to tell stories of first responders in our community who have done their job, who have put their lives at risk for you, for our safety, and today our opportunity every year to say thank you. And you and I have already gotten a lot of feedback on Twitter at Gambo987, at Burnsy with a Y 987, from people who look forward to donating on this day every year. We're not asking for a lot. A $25 donation and you could win one of these jerseys up here. It's a one-time donation. It's not a monthly thing. One-time $25 donation and you're entered to win a jersey and you're contributing to the 100 Club, who is there with financial assistance for the families of injured and fallen first responders, scholarships for their kids, equipment upgrades for their departments. They do so many things in our community to people that I don't know if we get a chance to say thank you enough to them.
Absolutely, and that's why we're here. I mean, it's why we're taking 8 hours. 8 hours out of a day today and the entire year to say thank you to the first responders. People may not know this. 10 days ago, there was a U.S. Marshal that was serving a felony warrant. 4 children shot and killed. 10 days ago. Just 10 days ago. You don't realize this. Most people listening right now have no idea that that happened. But a U.S. Marshal was serving a felony warrant and was shot and killed, left 4 kids behind. You don't think you want to help that family out? You don't think the $25 you're making a donation or the $100 could go to help his family? They got 4 kids. That woman's got to raise 4 kids with no husband for the rest of her life. No husband. Yes, we can make a donation to the 100 Club and help these families out.
When we come back here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station, I'm going to refer to the Twitter account of Gambo. Quote, I do not see Jackie Bradley Jr. as an option in center field for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Close quote. We're going to talk about that next here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station.